Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello and welcome to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK on the second Sunday after Trinity. I'm Tapani Simayoki, pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, and I'm delighted to present to you a masterpiece from the pen of Johann Sebastian Bach, written for this very Sunday in the church year. These days, most people associate the name of Bach with just this one man, Johann Sebastian. However, in his own lifetime, things were very different. The name Bach was synonymous with high-quality church music, just as it is today, but not because of the one man, but because the Bach family had been producing musicians and composers for well over a century. Indeed, Bach's own father and some of his brothers were musicians, and several of his own sons would eclipse their father's fame as fashionable composers in Berlin, London, and elsewhere. Indeed, the name Johann Bach was equally ambiguous, since half the men in the family seemed to have been called Johann. There was Johann Ludwig, the court composer at Meiningen, who was referred to in last week's program. If you missed that or any other past episode, by the way, or would just like to listen again, go to Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and follow the link to the program page for Sunday Cantata. Bach's father was Johann Ambrosius, and his brothers included Johann Jakob. He had an uncle, a cousin once removed, and a son who were all called Johann Christoph, not to mention Johann Michael and cousin Johann Nikolaus, or his son Johann Christian, or indeed daughter Johanna Carolina, which is why Johann Sebastian was always known to his family as Sebastian. The long line of musical Bachs, begun with Veit Bach, who died in 1619, was only extinguished with the death of Sebastian's grandson, Wilhelm Friedrich Ernst Bach, in 1845. Wilhelm Friedrich Ernst is said to have commented that heredity can run out of ideas. That may well be the case, but it also tends to peak. It's hardly a matter of dispute these days that in the illustrious line of Bachs, the peak came in the work of Johann Sebastian, and that the peak of his own creative life was the composition of the magnificent series of church cantatas, most of which were written in the first few years of his life as the cantor of St. Thomas Choir School and director of music to the main churches in Leipzig, a position he took up in February 1723 and held until his death on the 28th of July 1750. In his second year at Leipzig, which coincided with the bicentenary of the publication of the first ever Lutheran hymnal in 1524, Bach began an ambitious project to compose chorale cantatas for each Sunday of the year. These cantatas were based not on the biblical text of each Sunday, but on the hymn of the day. Typically, the cantatas would preserve the first and last verse of each hymn in the opening and closing movements, with the other verses paraphrased and set as recitatives and arias. Today, we will be hearing the chorale cantata for this Sunday. The Gospel reading for the second Sunday after Trinity is from the 14th chapter of Luke's Gospel. It recounts Jesus' parable of the wedding feast, where a man invited his friends to a banquet, but one by one they gave excuses and turned down the invitation. Incensed, the man sent his servants to collect the poor of the city, and eventually vagrants from the highways, in order to fill his banquet hall. This is an apt image of the kingdom of God, where we are invited to feast on God's gracious gifts, not because we deserve them, but because he has had mercy on us. The hymn in question is Martin Luther's hymn paraphrase of Psalm 12, Ach Gott vom Himmel sieh darein, found in the Lutheran hymnal at number 260, as O Lord, look down from heaven, behold. Like many of the hymns Bach used in his cantatas from this year, this one was included in the original 1524 hymnal. The melody is from an anonymous source from the 15th century. Luther's paraphrase of the psalm concerns the church's need of divine protection against heresy which threatens God's people. This protection comes through the pure word of God by which the faithful flock live. The connection to the Gospel reading is the notion of mankind turning away from God. Unusually for chorale cantatas, the author of the libretto has taken some lines from the hymn intact into his paraphrase. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simayoki. If you would like to find out more about my day job as pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church, visit the congregation's website at oslc.org.uk for information, a calendar of events, sermon recordings, and more. The opening movement is suitably solemn, given the grave concern of the text. Our God, look down from heaven and still have mercy on us. How few are the saints that belong to you, we poor wretches are forsaken. People simply will not accept your word as truth. Faith is also fading away among all mankind. The style of the music is deliberately archaic, looking backwards in time just as the whole Chorale Cantata project celebrated the past. And so the movement is written as a cantus firmus motet, meaning a motet where the hymn tune is sung slowly by one of the parts, the cantus firmus, or fixed song, with the other parts echoing it, but independent of it. In this case, the cantus firmus is in the alto line, with the other parts anticipating each line with their entry. As befits the genre, all the instruments except the continuo follow the vocal lines. The tone of lamentation never relents, and when it comes to the words Erbarmen, have mercy, in the second line, and Wir Armen, we poor wretches, in the fourth, Bach amplifies the mournful character by changing the original melody to a more chromatic version. After the backward-looking opening movement, Bach returns to his own day with the remaining movements. First, there is a tenor recitative, which takes its opening line from the hymn, words and music alike. To make sure no one misses the quotation, the continuo line in the cello echoes the tenor's line in a slow canon. They teach vain, false cunning, which is against God and his truth, and what their own wit thinks up, O sorrow which painfully harms the church, that must take the place of the Bible. One chooses this, another that. Foolish reason is their compass. They are like the tombs of dead men that, although they may be outwardly fair, contain within themselves only stench and corruption, and reveal sheer muck. The usual tricks of the master recitative composer are in use, such as the setting of the word jammer, sorrow, on a diminished chord. An alto aria, with an obbligato violin accompaniment, turns to God for relief. Wipe out, O God, all the teachings that pervert your word in this way. Guard against heresy and all rabble-rousers, for they speak without dread, defy him who wants to be our master. The tone is neither the lament of the first verse, nor the anger of the second, but rather a defiant denunciation of falsehood, marked out by the staccato bass line of the accompaniment and the triplet runs in the violin. As if to underline this defiance, Bach abruptly introduces the chorale melody briefly on the words Trotzdem, der uns will meistern, defy him who wants to be our master. The following bass recitative is accompanied by all the strings, creating an air of comforted repose in God's merciful hearing of his people's complaint. The poor are bewildered, their sighing are, their anguish laments among so much cross and woe, with which their enemies torment devout souls, reaches the merciful ear of the Almighty. For this reason God speaks, I must be their helper. I have heard their entreaty, the dawn of help, bright sunshine of the pure truth with new strength, that creates consolation and life, shall revive and delight them. I want to take pity on their distress, my holy word shall be strength for the poor. When the singer begins to sing the words of God, the music turns from plain recitative into a richer and more florid arioso. In the text, the first, middle, and final lines are quoted verbatim from the hymn. The fifth verse is turned into a tenor aria. Silver becomes pure through fire. God's word has been found to be tried and tested through the cross. Therefore, a Christian at all hours should be patient in his cross and distress. As so often in Bach's sacred works, the words turn again to the theology of the cross as the genuine consolation of the Christian. Rather than temporal and earthly victory against enemies, the Christian takes comfort in the promise that, tested under the cross of Christ, the seventh and final mark of the true church according to Martin Luther, he is being prepared by God for receiving the promised inheritance. The flowing motifs in both the vocal line and accompaniment seem to depict the flow of molten precious metal, something Bach took an interest in his spare time. The closing movement is a simple setting of the final verse of the hymn. May you, God, keep pure that word in the face of this evil generation, and grant that we may entrust ourselves to you so that nothing in us may twist it. The godless crowds around us, where such mischievous characters are exalted among your people. Only at the second and fourth lines, with their references to the evil generation and the twisting of God's word, does the composer introduce unusual and dramatic harmonies. We will now hear Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata BWV 2, Ach Gott vom Himmel sieh herein, in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan with soloist Pascal Bertin, countertenor, Gerd Türk, tenor, and Peter Coey, bass. The cornetto and trombones in the opening movement are played by members of Concerto Palatino. The conductor is Masaki Suzuki. The recording is taken from volume 29 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete cycle of sacred cantatas, published on the BIS label and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eclassical.com.
Thank you. Wahrheit ist und was der Eigen mit zerdenket, o Jammer, der die Kirche schmerzlich kränket, was muss anstatt der Bibel stehen, der eine wählet dies, der andere das. Vernunft ist ihr Kompass, sie gleichen denen toten Gräbern, die, ob sie zwar von außen schön, nur Stank und Koder in sich fassen und lauter Unflat sehen lassen.
Ihr Helfer sein, ich hab ihr Flügel.
mit neuer Kraft, die Trost und Leben schafft, erquicken und erfreuen. Ich will mich ihrer Not erbarmen, mein heilsam Wort soll sein, die Kraft der
Feuer wird das Silber rein.
That was Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 2, Ach Gott vom Himmel sehe der Rhein, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and Concerto Palatino, with soloists Pascal Bertin, Gerd Tuke, and Peter Coey, directed by Masaki Suzuki. That's it for another week. While you wait for next week's episode, visit the programme page for Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK's website, lutheranradio.co.uk, for past episodes. And do listen to our other excellent programmes, all of which are available on the site. The address again is lutheranradio.co.uk. If you want to get in touch with me about any aspect of Sunday Cantata, send me an email. The address is info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Thanks for joining me for this musical half hour. I look forward to your company again next week. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.